We are learning Mesechtas Erevim Daf Yitzayin Amar Beis, but we are starting from the Mishnah on Yitzayin Amar Aleph, on the bottom of Yitzayin Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Abar Devarim Patur B'machna. When you go out to war, Chazal patted you from four different mitzvahs, or averis. What are the four things? Mevi'in Eitzim, you're allowed to take firewood from someone's field to use for wood. Mekomok, if any place you want, that's number one. Number two is a Patur Mechitzis Daim, you don't have to wash your Shneos Daim. Umidemai, the halach is that certain food that you buy from Amaratzim that need maisers, you assume they don't take off maiser, and it's called demai. You have to take maiser, but you part from demai when you're in the war. Umala Arab, you don't have to make Arab chatzeris when you're in war. So four things they parted. You're allowed to take etzim, and you part from tils daim, demai, and Arab. Tanu Rabbanim. We'll explain all this. Tanu Rabbanan, Machna Yetzel Mechamas Roshos Mutarim Begazel Eitzim Yveshim. A Machna, the Klai Yisrael goes after Mechamas Roshos. Mechamas Roshos means anything usually after Mechamas Yeshua is called Mechamas Roshos. Yeshua's Mechamas, which is to capture Yisrael, is called Mechamas Mitzvah. But any other Mechamas afterwards that's there just for Rafkas is called Mechamas Roshos. And the Lach is the Mesakin that because they're so tired of Mechamas, They made hefker bezin hefker, and they matter begezel etzim evasion. Even dry etzim that's ready for firewood, you're allowed to use to make a fire. You're also allowed to park yourself anywhere. You know, pitch your tent anywhere you want. Wherever they get killed, you're allowed to bury them on the spot. You don't have to pay for the kever. Right there, you're allowed to leave them there and make this kever there. Zok the Gemara, Matar Megazel Eitzim Yveshim. It says in this price, says Mutar Megazel Eitzim Yveshim. Freit the Gemara, this din to take Eitzim, Hayit Kanti Yeshua Ava. Yeshua, when they captured the land, made 10 takanas. The Mishnah in Baba Kama, they made the Parak Meruba. They made 10 takanas. It's mostly social takanas, and the reason is the people should get along. And one of the takanas we'll see is to take Eitzim. Hayit Kanti Yeshua Ava. Domar Amar Asar Troy Mister Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 conditions. So first of all, you're allowed to take your animals to any forest, even though someone owns that forest. But since he doesn't use that, the grass in the forest or anything, you're allowed to bring your animals to a forest, any forest, even if it belongs to someone, and let your behemoths graze over there. And you're allowed to take eitzim from people's fields. So it was it's a kind of the whole art selling, do it to machama. You're always allowed to take eitzim from the same. And the Gemara, Hossam, and the way the Baba Kama Zavuya has three tnoyim, the three conditions to be able to let it take it. Hosam hizmi vehigi, hachav sharitzim. First of all, there is dakwa thorns you let it take. Here, Baba Kama, you didn't let it take good piece of firewood. Inami hosam mechabarim hachav lushim. And there, only if it's mechubi, you let it take it. Here, even if it's cut, the guy cut it ready for firewood and let it take it. Inami hosam malachim hachav yveshim. There, only wet ones. Here, even dry ones that's ready for firewood, let it take. So the only time Yeshua was a sack allowed to take is if it's thorns that are attached and that are wet. But anything else you're not allowed to take, and that they were masakin by machinals, hefker bezin hefker, that they're allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, afkhan mekom makom, makom shenorgam shem makbarim. He said that you're allowed to camp anywhere you want, and you're allowed to, and wherever the person dies, you're allowed to bury him there. So tomorrow, pshita, it's a meis mitzvah. He's in the war. Who's taking care of him? Where's his family? His family's back home. It's a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah, kainu mekaima. Of course, a meis mitzvah is kainu mekaima. We know that. A meis mitzvah is kainu his makim. So, of course, it's allowed to be kaiva there. Lo tzricha, the chiddush of a war is, af agav, the ein lo isle kaivrim. Even though he has kaivrim, you're still allowed to bury him anywhere you want. And the farshim explained the reason is, so Radvaz and the Rambam explains, because since they're in war, it's like a meis mitzvah. People don't have time to start worrying about kvura. So definitely bury him on the spot because they don't have time for that. So it's like a meis mitzvah. Tanya, is a meis mitzvah called she'in lekayvrim. A meis mitzvah is anyone who doesn't have people to bury him. What's an example also of meis mitzvah? Kayre, while he's sick, he calls people v'acherim ayin my son, ain't a meis mitzvah. If when he's sick, he calls people come to visit him, people come to help him, that's not a meis mitzvah. But someone does not have anyone, it's called a meis mitzvah. And the halacha is a meis mitzvah is kana mekayma, but here the chiddush is by a machna, even if it's not a meis mitzvah, he has family, he still it's like a meis mitzvah since they're busy with the war. Break the Gemara. Meis mitzvah kana mekayim. Is that true? A meis mitzvah is kind as makim. V'atayin lutan abraisa. A meitzim meis mutl v'strata. You find a meis, a dead person in the middle of the road. He's a meis mitzvah. He's on the road. Mefaneli a min strata. Either bring him to the right side of the strata on the field on the right, or the smal strata. You move him to the left, the field on the left. You can't leave him here on the street. saw the boor was something there. Let's say one side is an empty field, the other side is a plowed field. So if an animal saw the boor, you bring them to the field that's empty because that's less of a loss for the person who has the field. Saw the nearest other zara. One side has a plowed field, the other side a planted field. Also, you put it to the one that's less loss. If an animal saw the near, how you stay in the near, stay in zruah. You see, they're both plowed, they're both planted, stay in boros, they're both empty. Damn, if an animal ruach shiur, you can put it any side you want. But what do you see? You see that a mace mitzvah is not kind of a kaimai. So why does it say here mace mitzvah kind of a kaimai? We're at a kasha from a different place. This mace mitzvah kind of a kaimai. Why are we saying mace mitzvah kind of a kaimai? It's not true. You see, you have to move it to the side. So tomorrow, Bibi Hacha, mace mutal a mace askinim. Talking about a mace that was mutal across the street. Remember, he covered the whole street, and that you can't leave him there. Why not? Because kahanim are going to walk through him and become tamei. So you're anyway moving him. Once you move him, if an elchol ruach shiurza, avad the mace mitzvah kind of a kaimai. Here, don't we anyway have to move him because of tumah reasons? Once you move him, you can move him down to, off the road at all onto the side, and there, that's a shy way to bring him. You call ruach shiurza. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It's in the Mishnah. Upaturim merachitza sidaim. It's in the Mishnah that the people of a war are potter from atilas sidaim. Amar Abaye lo shonam mayim rishonim. This halacha is only mayim rishonim. The only potter from atilas sidaim before they eat bread. Aber mayim achroinim chayva. But mayim achroinim is a chayva. You know why? Because there it's because of sakana. Something because of sakana. Even in the war, you have to do. Mayim Rishayim is only at the corner of the Rabbanon, Adu Truma. So there, they said, oh, it's potter when you go out to war. But mayim achroinim chayva. Omer Rav Chiba, why tak is it a chayva? Because the halacha is, you're supposed to eat salt together with your suda. And in the salt, a lot of times it has melach sedoimus, it has certain salt that can be very dangerous. And therefore, you have to wash your hands. You shouldn't have any salt on your hand. There's a little, one little crumb of it in a whole kura, which is a huge shear. That's how much it is. And still, it can make big problems. What happens if someone measures, he's not eating suda now. What happens if he just measures salt for a animal, to feed an animal? What's the halacha? That's posh, you have to wash your hands. Because then your hands are sure going to get full of my melach stoimus, and therefore you have to wash my machronim. There's a tais on top of the amud here that says, "Achshav lebnogu my machronim de melach stoimus must be a denu, veneinu inam efish eino regil mutvazin melach achila." Either way, tais said that there was a minig not to wash my machronim. There are some bnei Ashkenaz who have that minig these days, but the Gra already points out that there are other reasons for my machronim, and therefore we go like the Shulchan Aruch who paskins mayim achronim chayva. The Rama does not argue. Then the Mechava Pasuk is Mayim Achronim Chayva. Do you have to wash Mayim Achronim? Zog the Gemara Vayta, with Demai. It said in our Mishnah that someone who's at war, the people who are at war, are potter from Demai. The Tanai, we look at the Mishnah. Machilim es Aniyim Demai. The halacha is that Aniyim allowed to eat Demai. Again, for the same reason. This is Demai, Be'etzem, Roiv Ame'aratzim Asher. They take off Maiser. It's only at the Karan der Rabbanon that they have to take off Maiser again on the Mai. So by Aniyim, which we felt bad for them, they can't afford it, we said that Aniyim allowed to eat the Mai. Vesachsanya the Mai. Chsanya means, it used to be that the people, the soldiers, used to stay by people's houses, and they were Yisraelim, like Rashi points out, and you had to feed them. So this is a big expense for you, you have to feed the soldiers, so you're allowed to feed them demai. Tosis actually says that the chsanya were a goyim, and still it's a shiloh feeding them demai, because you'd be a nena from it. But poshpshad means Israelim. So you see this idea that when it comes to war, when it comes to shasat chak, you're allowed to eat demai. Omer Rav Huna. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Veshami oimrim eim achilim as aniyim demai. Veshami argues, says it can't be maichel aniyim demai, vesa chsanya demai. It can't be give soldiers demai. They still are machilim as aniyim demai v'sechayim demai. So says no, you're allowed to give it like we had our stamish nowhere else. Also, they allowed to give aniyim demai nechsanya demai. Tosis points out, what's the point telling us about Veshami holds? Who cares what Veshami holds? We're passing the Veshilo. Tosis points out, he says this is kamash shalom that anytime you find a brisa that says you're not allowed to give demai to aniyim, it's Veshami and don't worry about it. It's Veshami, you don't pass it like that. So tomorrow by the Arif. It said in our Mishnah that the soldiers are potter from doing an Erev. What type of Erev? Amri the Erev Yana. They don't have to do Erev Chatzeres, which means when you have two encampments, that was the case by a war, you have two encampments, you want to carry from one encampment to another encampment, you do not need an Erev Chatzeres. But you are chayef Erev Tchum, you want to walk out of your Tchum, even at war, you have to make Erev Tchum. What's the pshat? The Tanir Rav Chia, loikin aruv Tchum v'ar Torah. Because this man, the Yama, is going according to man, the Yama, that Tchum is the Raisa. This is the Raisa, the Chazal cannot be oikah that the Raisa when it comes to war. Maskev law, and Rav Chiya had a brayse that you loiken aruve tchum. Maskev law, Rav Yosef, if you loiken a lav shaval, are you loike on the lav shaval? Because what's the pasuk that would say that's also to go out of your tchum? The pasuk says al yetsay ish mukayme, al yetsay ish mukayme. And the Gemara right now assumes that al can't be a lav tzchayv malchus. Why? Because al, the Gemara thought right now, is more of a loshon bakasha. Loi means in Allah do it. Al is more of a loshon bakasha. That's the Meshech Chachma says. Meshech Chachma learns like that. The al is loshon bakasha, and then we have him over here. The Gemara's kasha is heck, you say chayv malchus. I is loshon al. If you look in al shiva lav shiva al, so Gemara says back. Masim v'rachav yaakov el miat tachsev al tifnu. Ela oivais v'la yedoinim. How can I mean deloy lucky? I forgot to get malchus. Get mis over there. You see, al could be a lav. So that can't be the kasha. Al could be a lav. It's not his kasha. What's his kasha? V'nis hok kasha lo. Lav shenitin lazaros mitzvah bezdin. Isn't this a lav shenitin lazaros bezdin? The loch is, if you have a lav that has in it also chiyav misa, there's no chiyav malchus. So right now, the Gemara thought that al yaitzi ish mekayimai, also you read al yaitzi ish mekayimai, it shouldn't carry out. The Gemara thought this was also the pasuk for haitzah. We know haitzah is chayav skila. So Gemara's kasha is hakisay malchus on tchumim. This pasuk includes haitzah, which is a chiyav skila. So it's a lav shenitin lazaros mitzvah bezdin. Chol lav shenitin lazaros mitzvah bezdin. Any lav that has in it lazaros mitzvah bezdin. Look, lav, you don't get malchus. Amar Vashi miksev al yoytzi al yoytzi ksev. This is not the makar for haitzah. Makar for himself somewhere else. Don't say al yoytzi. It's al yoytzi. And this pasuk is exclusively for tchumim, and therefore you get malchus in the koins mandiyama because al yoytzi ish mekayme is the iser lav of tchumim. And therefore, they were not matter that b'shas machna. Only b'shas machna, b'shas war, they were only matter eruv chatzirus, which is kulay de rabbanon. Hadur nalach mavoy b'li neder. Perek mavoy. We'll learn it again at Hashem one day. Zok the mishnah vayta naya perek. Oysev pasim. We know already. We got a little sneak preview a few times in the first perek that there's something called pasiv erois. That means when it went to be oyle regel. There used to be Beiris, and the Beiris are Shiyachid, and they want to be able to take water out of the Beiris. The problem is that you're in Shirabim, so what do you do? They're Masakin, you don't have to take a whole tar wall, it's too hard. What you could do is take these little L-shaped corners, an Amma by an Amma, put it on four sides, and that makes the inside Rishus Shiyachid, but there's a limit how much space you can have between the two corners. We'll see, either 10 Ammas, or 13 or 3rd Ammas. And the Chiddush is, even though it's Paratz Beruv Alaymit, very clearly Paratz Beruv Alaymit, still it works. And that's the chiddush of, that's the one of the kulos of pasim v'rois. Zokta mishnah oisin pasim v'rois. We're going to make these pasim, which means these corner walls the pasim v'rois for the virus. And what do you do? Abardim yoindim. You make four L-shaped walls on the corners. Do you mean the lesson two? So it turns out nirim kishmaya. It looks like eight walls. If you look at each side, it has one amma on each corner. Altogether eight. Four times two is eight. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, you need extra brackets. You need extra walls. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shmoina. You put up eight things, Nirin K'shtei Maso, because you have the corners, which is altogether eight. And then on each, in the middle of each thing, you put a little piece that's a certain amount of Tvachim wide. We'll see in the Gemara, but you put a little Pshutim, and let's see the Mishnah explains what you do. Abar Dibudim, four Dibudim, which are eight. And Abar Pshutim, and four Pshutim. And the Mishnah explains how big it is. Gevayim Masar Tvachim is 10 Tvachim high. Barach Mishisha and 6 Tvachim wide. Those middle pieces are 10 Tvachim high and 6 Tvachim wide. Bavan Kalshu, and the thickness is a Kalshu. And the thickness is a Kalshu. Uvinehem, in between these corners, kimeloi shtei rafkois shel shalosh shalosh baka. You have enough space between here, like two sets of baka that are three each, and each baka is 1 2/3 wide. So 6 times 1 2/3 is how much? Is 10 amos, because 6 times 1 is 6, and 6 2/3 is you do 12/3, which is 4, is 10 amos wide. Agav, just want to bring this in, that my daughter's name is Rivka. I want to know, every name has a makar, where it comes from. Where Rivka, like, you know, everyone knows, you know, all the names, what it comes from. Right? You know, even Rachel is a type of animal. But all names all have something. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. What's Rivka come from? So this is one of the makaris, Rivka. It's lashon of Rafka, like a group, like a binding together. So this word, Rivka, the name Rivka, could be comes from this word here, Rivka. It's different, man. Rav Yehuda, Mashal, Arba, Arba. It's only four. You get eight. Eight sets of baka fits inside, so 8 times 1 2/3 is 13 1/3. That's the space you have in between. Kashurais lematarais. We measure these animals when they're tied and not untied. And the Gemara will ask, what's it said? Rei Kshuras, just loy mataros. Achas nechnasas v'achas yotzes. They're facing one in and one out, and that makes it not so tight together. One of the groups of animals are in, and one of the groups of animals are out, and that makes that it's not like such a so tight. It's not that's kosechkes. It's bigger, not smaller. If you look, I have a picture over here. See the sets of four. One's in, one's head is facing out. One's head is facing inside towards the virus. One's facing the back to the virus, and one that's the just measure it. Just this one makes it a little wider. It's not with some summits. Mutu lahakir lebe'er. You let her put these passive rays close to the be'er, as close as you want to the be'er. Ovach say par roisha ruba b'fnim. You have to be able to fit the par that's roisha baruba b'fnim v'shoisa, and it could drink. Why does it have to have enough room to fit a? You're standing by the bar feeding your animal, but if the whole par will be roiv outside the mechitzas of passive rays, you're scared you're going to go outside also. Therefore, it has to. You can put it as close as you want to the bar, this passive rice, but make sure there's enough room inside it, in the enclosure, for the behema, roiv of the behema to be inside. You can make it as wide as you want. But if you want to make it wide, you land up having these big hefsekim between the demudim, between the L-shaped walls. You can have more than 13 and a third, or 10. So you put in these walls, these middle walls, in order to minimize, there shouldn't be more than 10 or 13 and a third, kol echad pish, every man yama like he holds. Lahar kol zavaj yar pasim. Rabbi Yehuda may know, ad beis asayim, you have a limit, only to beis asayim, because Rabbi Yehuda held, this was not called huk of a deer. Therefore he says, just like huk of a deer, which means something that's not enclosed for deer, cannot be more than beis asayim, this can't be more than beis asayim. Beis asayim, again, is 70 amas by 70 amas, approximately. Omer the Chazal said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Omer Beis Asayim. The only time we said that the maximum of Beis Asayim, only a legina of a karfif, only a garden which people can't walk around. So easily, and karfif, which is something, it's not a hook of a deer. Avamoy a deer, if it was a pen or a sar, the two type of pens, or like where you, or corral where you keep animals, or a mukso, which is a backyard, or a chatzo, a front yard. I feel Beis Chamish is kavurim, I feel Beis Asar kavurim. It's so huge, mutter. That's called hook of a deer. What's about a deer is called hook of a deer. So the Ritva says, the Ben Yezin says that the guy had a house. The Shomer has a house. The Roya, the shepherd, has a house inside the corral. That makes a hook of a dira. But the other Rashi's master, the Ritva says, call like that. That since the Roya goes in and out the whole day, that's called hook of a dira. There's a night about this. Agapana mutala harcha kolshu vachiyara pasim. It repeats over the same thing, which is something out of the gear. So you let him make as far as you want. Losing, put extra pasim. It shouldn't be such a big hefzik. But that's Allah of our Mishnah. The Rehuta says it's not Hukavadira, but we hold it is Hukavadira, and therefore we can make it as big as you want, as long as you marry a person.